Welcome back to Clubhouse episode 4. We've got a jam-packed show this week. The boys talk about their F1, Munster's Ferrari parked out the front here. Munster also talks about how he's carrying on from his injury. He reckons he was out for the season last week, but he's had a miraculous recovery. Reckons he'll be back in a few weeks. And we also talk about our bye week plan. So tune in. Let's get into the show. Rick's Eyewear is having a massive end-of-season sale right now, and we've got an elite offer that's exclusively for the Clubhouse.
Get up to 65% off and a free gift if you spend over $250.
Use our code CLUBHOUSE and you'll receive an extra 5% off site-wide. This offer won't last long, so don't miss out.
Clubhouse, welcome back, lads. It's good to be back, bye week this week, so plenty happening, plenty to talk about, and Planet's gone past this previous week. So we'll start with that, lads. What have you been up to?
Oh, look, I was lucky enough to jump in the F1 Ferrari gala night on the Thursday. Everyone at the club was obviously into me about going, but funny enough, it wasn't actually me that got the tickets. It was my beautiful wife. Her friend works for a company and obviously has a contract with Ferrari. So, got us in the gala night. And then obviously we're lucky enough to go and watch the race on Saturday. So, it's crazy how nice and how... Why so many people go to the Ferrari tent or the Merc tent? I know one thing. I won't be going in general admission ever again after looking at that.
So you were a plus one.
Was a plus one, yeah. Spoke to a couple of high rollers at the Ferrari. Now I'm going to be there every year. I've already put it down there. Put my two bits in and started networking.
Network.
Is that your Ferrari at the front as well? Loan you that
car? You had to buy one to get in there, so you got one.
So obviously for the first couple of weeks, I'm just driving around. Got the scissor doors. Decided to get my big rig in there. It was a nice weekend. Well, nice to have been going on Sunday, but I know Husey went there and was drinking a nice couple of pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. So,
what's a gala night consist of for those who have never been, like myself
and myself, and Husey, like everyone else,
in the world? You talk us through how that night works out, and what'd you wear? Give us a little fit check.
Black and white tie. Men's club. Funny enough, it was something that I've already worn to a. Obviously a presentation or awards night. I was looking pretty suave thanks to the men's club.
Shout out men's club.
Little men's club, their little plug. The gala night's just pretty much, I spoke to someone about it that night and they just do every year Ferrari for F1 and they bring out a new car every year. So funny enough, this year I was lucky enough to go and they brought out an F90 XX and it's their fastest road car they've ever got or they've ever made. It's a bit of... petrol and hybrid, so electric as well. So it's their first ever hybrid car they've come out with on the road, and it's the fastest at the moment. So
they give you a price?
$2.5 million. It was sitting in the middle, and I tried to take it out.
Just looking around, dodgy ass.
And the old keys. Fast car trick, did they tell you how fast it goes from 0 to 100?
No, I didn't ask him that. I probably should have, perhaps. Being a pretty much rev head, they would have been pretty quick,
the fastest.
$2.5 million.
It's their fastest road car they've ever made, so... It's crazy to think. It's a bit of electric and petrol, so the world's in a great place by the sound of it.
Beautiful. Husey, obviously went to the race as well.
Yeah,
Sunday?
Yeah. Me and my wife went on Sunday, race day. Prestige Global Events looked after us.
What's that?
Our main man, Finney. Poor Finn. You guys know him, obviously. Run some great events. Finney, so
dodgy man.
He's a dodgy man. But, he got us in there, and it was awesome to see the race. It was packed, I don't know. There was a number of how many people rolled through that weekend.
I think it was 400,000 last year. So
I think it was more. It was more. So it was crazy. And they had nice little free drinks and free food, but oysters there, which I loved. Got a little bit horny walking out there. it was good. Really enjoyed it. A lot of people were getting on the booze and getting a bit rowdy and. So I thought I'd get out of there very quickly.
Nah, that doesn't sound like you. What part of the track were you at?
The last turn before the straight.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know what... the last turn and then the straight.
As they got to the straight.
Yeah, just before the pit stop, before they go on the pit stop.
Is that both your first times there or have you gone...
No, I went last year. That was my first time last year. So I've been twice now.
Yeah.
I didn't go race day last year, so race day was pretty cool to go to, like the main race.
The thing that gets me about the F1s is like the noise, hey? You can hear it from freaking Richmond.
You can hear it from Q. Could hear it from Q.
It's like so loud, but like it's something, like it's somewhat like soothing. You know what I mean?
Like it's like
something about it.
When it's far though, like it's good. And when you start to get a little bit closer, it gets a bit rowdy.
Crazy how fast they go too.
Man, I was at the track and looking at them come past, and I was like, I can't even see the cars. Yeah. So I just started watching on the TV eventually because I couldn't literally see the cars. That's how fast they're going.
I reckon. So you watch them and they look quick, but I reckon they're actually going quicker than they look. I reckon. Like if you're in that car, I reckon they're flying. Has anyone done a track? Have
hot
you done
lap?
One?
Yeah, hot nah, lap. Nah, never.
I got asked.
For tradie,
but I was too scared.
Was that, that'd be in like the V8 car though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
you wouldn't be able to do it in F1. Like,
nah,
there's not enough room.
Unless you're driving it, which don't think we'll be going slow around that course, I'll tell you that much.
The only thing I hate about F1 is after the race is done, waiting for a taxi and an Uber.
Oh, yeah,
There's no parking, so. I reckon we waited an hour and a half after the race just purely because we knew we couldn't get any transport.
Get on the train, mate.
But even they had one area for trains and trams, the other area for Uber shares and taxis, and both of them you couldn't even move.
Absolute chaos.
So, good luck to you if you got on the train pretty quickly.
We've tried our arm in it, go-karting. Did you guys go-kart that time?
Yeah, you were good at it, actually. I remember you being good at
were
it.
Were you up there?
He was.
I was up there.
You were up there. I was up there.
Yeah. Maz come late, stole the show.
Yeah, Maz. I reckon it was the cars, man. Because like, Maz was dog.
He had the juice one, eh?
Maz was terrible in my
they
heat.
Control it. They control the speed on your cart.
I think they can.
If you're coming last, there is no way that your cart is the same speed as the top one.
Really?
I reckon they bump your speed up so you can catch them. There's got to be. Let's get some confirmation if someone works in the go-kart industry.
Because I beat Maz in my heat,
and then he come home
and then
flying.
He come home flying.
Maybe he was saving well, he was for
like,
the last.
He qualified eighth or something.
Yeah, that's when I beat him,
and then he flew home in the last lap.
I tell you what, he was a dangerous driver, bro. And you were too, actually. Now that I remember, bro, this guy said thought it was bumper cars.
What's the run rule they tell you when you first get in there? It's like, don't bump each other. Like, if you need to get around, just be polite.
And they had like these signs and flags, like stop bumping and shit. They pretty much held it up the whole time for the boys.
And then as soon as it goes orange, you're like meant to slow down, but the boys in the back were like,
that's right. They were telling everyone to slow down, and the boys at the back were trying to see it as opportunity to get to the front.
The best part was watching Nelson. Because he only did one race because his back was gone. But he looked like
Bowser. Donkey Kong
and Bowser just sitting in and just going like that. Oh, mate, poor bastard. He had to go home. His back was cooked.
That's good fun, eh? We should do that again. That was quality. I want to do outdoor, though. Like,
That'd
be similar to, obviously not an F1, but I've done it once before and it was great fun. But you can't be as like aggressive. You can't like bump into each other because it's full sort of.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah, exactly. It's not bumper cars, mate.
Oh, Hughes, you also just seen a little post from before, mate. What's doing with this horse?
Mm. Yeah, a little teaser of the horse thing going on.
Talk us through it because I know nothing about what you're talking about there.
Yeah, well, it's a little thing we got going with PSM Racing, my management group, and Kieran Maher, actually, is going to be the trainer of it. So they got a horse from the Magic Million sales. They're going to use it as, saying, I'm a coach of it. And I'm just going to get people to buy shares in it and come along for the ride. So it's pretty cheap. I think it's
plug it.
$187 a share.
Yeah.
Nothing to pay for 2 years, so that's all the fees and that. And then it's looking to race in November, the back end, two-year-olds.
Yeah, right.
So either back end of the year. That's what he was saying, actually. Kieran Maher was saying that's the race he's looking for.
The Blue Diamond, always for two-year-olds. Yeah. That'd be nice. Mm. Yeah,
well. So hoping it goes well, but it should be a little bit of fun too. So
that'd be a cool race to get
into. Guys' pockets, boys. And
I think the race is like
20% each.
I think the race is like 2 or 3 mil. So 2-year-olds, yeah.
Usually doesn't have a good track record with going to see horses and them running in big races.
Actually, Kieran Maher hit me up. Someone from the stable hit me up and go, have you done much of horses? And I was singing back to that All-Star Mile one. Probabil, that's one. And I was trying to think about it and I didn't say anything, but I was thinking, the last horse I'd done something with it, it got retired.
Yeah, because it was a couple of days before the All-Star Mile.
Oh, yeah.
And it got like, they're fully retired.
Yeah.
Did it die?
I don't know if it died.
I don't know if it died, but.
But they retired.
That's so sad.
Yeah. I know. Me and Paps done a promo. And they were like, yeah, cool, left. And then the next day, we've seen it on Instagram. Probably Bill's retired. And we're just like, bro, what did you do to it?
It was a good horse, too.
Yeah, I know.
Funnily enough, the year before, same thing happened with me. With another horse. There, they scratched it from the race.
Yeah.
We'd done like the promo shoots, everything. I don't know what horse it was now.
Yeah.
But it ended up getting scratched. And then this probably one I was like, that's me, surely done for all stuff. Yeah, I'm done now. And then I think we did one last year with, wasn't Bright, I'm Thunderstruck.
Yeah.
I'm Thunderstruck. And then that one either passed or they retired it.
Yeah. So you don't have, so you're, not, good you're not doing so any promos on my horse.
They didn't hit me up this year. I'm three in a row. I'm out.
They didn't hit you up either after you retired three of their horses.
Yeah, no way. Yeah, so that's what's been
happening. I've got a good horse too, Mom.
You've got a good horse?
No, that's a good horse.
Thunderstruck.
I'm Thunderstruck. Yeah, well, I think it's done. Yeah, it was. Enough of that. We'll hop into the icebreaker. We've dragged that out for a little bit. But this one is from Samantha McDevitt. So thank you for your question. And it is, if you were to live with one of the Storm Boys, who would it be and why?
I'm going to go Christian Welch.
Ooh.
Just because he's good at doing everything for me. Like, he's... You know what I mean? He would do the dishes and he'll do my washing and stuff. He's just sort of like that.
And so you've got an ex-housemate of Christian Welch sitting next to you. So can we confirm?
No, he won't.
Nah, but he's changed, hasn't he?
Is it changed? Oh, I hope he's changed. He's changed. He used to do the little annoying things. Like if I left my washing in there and it was wet, he wouldn't go and put it in a basket and like say, man, you're hanging washing out or go and do that. He'd go and throw it on my bed where it's wet. I don't know if he meant to do it or what, but he freaking used to do it all the time. He used to fucking grind my gears. And I'm like, mate, it's wet. Like, why would I want it on my bed?
Yeah. Welchie, that's huge. That's huge.
I don't know if he's trying to get back at me or not, but mate, it was grinding my gears.
You reckon he just do the house chores?
Yeah, he's just a little, he's a maid, you know? Like, he reminds me of a maid, so I'm thinking he'd be good. And like a chef as well, who cooked for me, so I'll just have to feed
his
up.
His banana bread?
He can do everything. His banana bread, he bakes.
Okay.
apparently, he does everything for his missus at home at the moment. So and his roommate Wilkes. So
what a man!
I'll take him as a maid, roommate slash maid. Usually
takes Welchie.
Welchie,
man.
Oh, I'm stuck here. Do you want to go?
I'll go mine. I'm going to go Zave.
Mm. Yeah, nice.
I just think I just get along well with Zave, and he just seems like a quiet person. I think I'd like a quiet household. Seems like he'd just clean up his messes and stuff.
I think he is like that, actually. And he gives off those vibes.
Just be really easy going. So I'm going to go Zave.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good one, actually. I'd have room with Zave and a couple of games. It was really good. Who am I going to pick?
Oh. Who are you not picking?
Definitely not picking Harry. He's all pissed.
He'll be
putting Vaso on your door handles.
He'd be absolutely not. He'd
be trying to scare you while you're showering. And he's pissed.
Jack's out.
Jack Howarth out.
Due to
he's just too much.
Although Ken Cook.
Kenny.
Yeah. Ken Cook, yeah.
Oh, well, that might change a little thing.
Sees himself as quite a good cook.
You got to clean, though.
I might go Trudeau.
Okay.
The buns,
the big buns.
Yeah, right. The Gundawindi.
Get along with him well. Laugh. I don't know if much is going to get done around the house.
Gundawindi
but
war.
I just feel like he'll bring a bit of morale and we'll have a good
banter.
Time.
I think we'd have
similar, like, funny ideas and stuff that we do, so.
I can tell what channel would be on the TV the whole time.
It'd be NBA.
Sky Racing and NBA.
Racing 1
and ESPN.
With Sky Racing 2.
Netflix.
And racing.com.
Racing.com. Nah, thanks, Samantha. That's a great question. And we are getting our questions still from Spotify, so make sure you ask them. This is another one that was an icebreaker question, but we're sort of going off the back of our F1 chat and obviously Drive to Survive is a massive success and quarterback and I think they're bringing another one out now. Even the golf one, I was watching that.
Yeah, I've been watching
it. Big Swing. It's been good, man.
Yeah, I haven't
seen
that yet.
So just starting a little topic, do you think the NRL should do a Netflix special like Drive to Survive? And would you do a player or would you do like a few players within the team and then do like four different teams?
I reckon you should pick three from each team.
Each team?
I think it'd be a little different. Like, not all players are going to be doing the exact same thing as everyone else. Mm. You might pick one player. Like, for example, you might do certain things that other people want to do.
Mm.
I'll say kayaking.
Kayaking,
fishing, and the making of sharks and stuff. Like, and we play golf. We all three of us play golf, so that'd be pretty cool. But I think there's obviously a lot of other people that like to do other things as well. So it'd be good to get three different people from different teams or I guess whoever's up to do it. I mean, it'd be pretty personal. I reckon that'll have to start coming into your house and stuff.
Yeah, it would be. Like the quarterback. Have you watched quarterback? Yeah, that's pretty.
It's pretty on it, full on.
Yeah, that's pretty full on. Like, I feel like that's more full on than the golf one. Mm. Golf one's a little bit at home, but not as much as the quarterback one. We're like Mahomes and that. So I think it'd be pretty cool.
I've got an idea. Right?
You got an idea? Chuck it out there.
Why don't they do it, right? I agree with Mun, like three players from each team, just four teams.
Yeah.
But do it at the start of the year, and those four teams are the ones who go to Vegas the following year. You know what I mean? Or something like that. So it's like people can actually see who these people are,
yeah.
go on the journey with them, and that's like...
They're probably like kind of like a profile.
And then go the whole, and the whole year. Mm.
Yeah. That'd go to Vegas, good. Play Vegas, and then rinse and repeat.
Yeah, it's different because they did. Like, I know that some people did, obviously, Undisputed with Penrith, and they did those videos, but they're not really going back to their homes and stuff. And all, so it's all inside the, obviously, their home, don't like the main where they train and that. So, I guess some players will have to probably give up some privacy rights, but at the same time.
I'm sure
they'll love to see Husey in there wiping his arse from the front, scratching it up. Ooh, oh, hey, sorry guys, didn't see you there.
Actually, who would be some players that you guys personally would think would fit the mold of having their own, Netflix special on them?
Yeah. I feel like you'd try to do someone who's out there but, like, not, like, you don't know too much about them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like it sort of brings, like, so you see Pat Mahomes, right?
Yeah.
And he's just like this gun on the field. But you're like, you know, he's a family man, but you don't really see how he interacts. I reckon that's a cool aspect of it.
Yeah.
But then I reckon you got to do a little bit different. Like a family guy.
Yeah, yeah.
A single bloke.
Yeah, yeah.
A guy who's,
Anal, like Kingy.
Yeah, like Kingy, just routine.
Be,
yeah.
Full on.
Kingy would be pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
He would be.
Josh King.
You get a lot of footage of him doing a lot of stuff.
I'd love to see his car, like his K's from the club to home. I'd love to see how many times he goes in the club without anyone looking.
Yeah, it'd just be, that's all his petrol's used for, eh?
Yeah.
Just training home. Yeah. Chin would be another one. It'd be the same.
Chin would be the same.
Stretching in the mornings, I hear.
Yeah. Yoga, a bit of everything.
That's it. Good too. I reckon Fox would be a good one.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be pretty funny.
Yeah.
He'd be a full comedy, I reckon. He'd be laughing all the time.
Don't have an off button.
Family man as well.
Yeah, no, he'd be pretty good. would Smithy be good?
Cheezle.
Yeah.
You reckon?
I think he'd
do something. I reckon
he'd just realize he's a pig.
He'd do some.
Yeah, he'd just do some random stuff.
Shit. I reckon, and just because he knows he's getting videoed, he'd just pick up some random ass hobbies, I reckon, to make it look like he's a smart guy.
I reckon the first one you'd have to do like somewhat legit though, so like people are like, oh, they're not actually taking the piss. But then you do like the second season where it's like these guys who are achieving the same stuff, but they're just like so rogue.
Yeah, I like
that.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Nah, it should be good. They should do it.
Food for thought. I wonder if what the budget is behind it. Because remember they did the AFL draft one? That was pretty interesting.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Seeing the conversations that they'd sort of have behind the scenes. Yeah. And
That was pretty in-depth. Like, they actually went in deep on, like, the negotiations and stuff, on the players and the managers. It was actually a good watch.
Because, like, obviously league's a little bit different, but, like, you'd still be having those conversations. Like,
100%.
Guy coming off contract.
True. Wonder if they would video that.
Yeah. Like, if a guy's at the back end of his...
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool.
Just see how it works, but
it might expose a few, few people there.
Exactly. A lot of blokes start playing good footy at the back end of their contracts.
Smart.
Would have loved to be a fly on the wall for your negotiations, man. That'd have been a good one.
I'm still broke.
All right, we're up to our listener question of the week. New segment. Like we said, all the questions come through Spotify. Yep. So we did look at all of them this week. We do look at YouTube as well, but we're going to pick for this segment off Spotify. So we have a couple. But if you do want to enter to get your question answered, just head to Spotify, write a question you want asked, and we'll pick one or two or three. If there's five great questions, we'll answer the five questions. So we've got two this week. And the first one's from Josh White. It is. Hey, lads, what has been your favourite Guernsey you've worn in the past? Obviously, Guernsey is a Victorian sort of term, but jersey.
Jersey.
Okay. I'm going to go straight out and say the heritage one with the collar.
I was thinking that, but the other one?
Yeah.
Is that last year?
I reckon we wore it in 2021.
Yeah, it was 21, the white and yellow collar. Yeah, we played.
That was nice.
I think we played Manly.
Penrith and Manly, maybe?
Yeah, yeah. We wore it a couple of times, yeah.
That's my favourite.
That was pretty good, actually. Yeah. Yep. I'll probably go that one as well. But also, I don't know if it's just because it was the game or if it was the actual jersey itself, but the Cam Smith 400 one.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty dope. I was looking at it the other day in my wardrobe. I was like, oh, shit, this is mad.
Yeah.
Get it framed.
I got to get it framed.
Get him to sign it first.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll try message Smitty, probably won't reply, but it'll be good to get him signed and get it framed. But yeah, I don't know if it's the design, like it's a cool looking jersey, but I think it's the whole
significance.
So that's probably the two.
I got I'm trying to get JT and Smithy to sign the invitational jersey.
Testimonial one.
That's right.
Yeah, I got one of them. Snuck in the 25 or whatever.
That's right.
Get into that.
What about that?
That's a pretty.
Well, when you send off to him, can I throw mine in?
Yeah, throw it in there.
A testimonial jersey. Mm. That's a throwback. It's 2018.
That was like a white.
Yeah, white. Like it was like Cowboy colours, but then also it was like Storm, Australian. I think it was Maroon and then as well with their colours as well.
With their club teams, junior club teams.
That was cool, actually.
That was a song called We Played That. I remember.
I remember
JT put the ball on the dime and Carl Felt scored the tie in like 10 seconds left.
You get KO'd that game? Or
nah,
you did
dislocated my shoulder.
That's right. That's how I only got game time because you went off.
My shoulder. Bro, that's the funny story about that. I think I was just coming back from my Liz Frank and I played that game. They're like, just play 20 minutes and then come off. So I played the first 20 and I looked at the clock. It was like 23 minutes and I was thinking, surely I'm off soon. Next minute, boom, dislocated shoulder. I think someone landed on top of me.
Yeah, you like dove over the dead ball.
Yeah. And then someone like, I think it was Lowy actually, Ethan Lowy, like landed on me and then boom, gone. I was like, no.
What a dog.
That's actually funny you say that, right? Because I remember in the Knights trial, they were trying to pull you off with like you'd done your time or whatever.
Yeah.
And you tried to stay on and I was like, I think the same, right? I'm like, like if I stay on, something will happen. It's happened to you. So good on you. You got over your fear.
Yeah, I did. I actually forgot about it until we just sprang that jersey up. So now I'm rattled.
There you go.
Mad.
We'll get photos of them up. Heritage jersey 2021.
Yeah.
Testimonial jersey 2018, I reckon. 2017, 2018.
Yeah, first. Yeah. JT retired in 2018.
Yeah.
Cam Smith 400 as well against the Sharks.
Because he retired because he didn't play the 2017 grand final because he was injured the whole year.
Yeah, that's right. Very good question, Josh. Thank you.
That's a great question.
And next one, Sheridan Casley. All right, would you rather listen to the same song for the rest of your life or only be able to listen to a song once? Listen to the same song for the rest of your life. I'm guessing that's just the only song
one
you ever listen to.
Yeah.
Or only be able to listen to a song once.
Yeah.
Last night.
I'm probably going to go just the song once.
Yeah.
Because you can listen to as many songs as you want. Wow. Actually, now that you think about it, if you had a good song, you don't get to listen to it again. But
in saying that,
I reckon you're going to switch it up. Like, you'll eventually find good songs, surely.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. But what if you go to a house party and you're there and you can only play your song the whole time?
Yeah,
switch it up.
I'm switching up.
Yeah, I'm with you as well.
Like, imagine, you know, when you listen to a song too much and you're just like,
I was about to say that it goes like in 3 days and you're just like,
you learn the lyrics, then you're like, that's not the same anymore.
You headbutt in the wall.
It's in your liked songs and then it's out of your liked songs really quickly. So, yeah, I think we all agree.
Yeah. Different switch songs. But thanks for the question, Sheridan. Like we said, head to Spotify and type your question up and we will answer it each week. So, couple of good ones. I think there was nearly 20 up there this week, so a few to pick from. But that's what Tommy's picked out this week. So thank you, guys.
Thank you.
But now we're on to a bit of weekend recap.
Footy talk.
Footy. Mm. Bit of footy chat.
Paps, how did it go? Obviously, we didn't get the dub. I thought we were going to run away with it late, run home, but unfortunate. Tough loss, but how did it feel out there?
Yeah, it was quite a similar situation last week, to be fair. Like, it felt very similar. I think the only difference was it was an away crowd, so they weren't cheering for you. They were sort of against you. So once we started coming back, it sort of went quiet. It was really sort of weird, but it was disappointing. Like, we probably had our opportunities to get in front and win the game, but Knights were good. They showed up. They played like a team that was desperate and probably a little bit more desperate than us on the night. So, really, like, the crowd was amazing. Like, we've had three good games with three good crowds. Hopefully we can continue that. I think we've got Broncos for our next game after the bye. But, disappointing to lose. But at the same time, we still had an opportunity to tie the game or win. Yep. And, just didn't ice it. So, one of those ones that you feel like got away and they hang with you a little bit. But I think the boys did all right. Like, obviously missing you guys at the moment, and
I think you're playing some really good footy. Perhaps it's good to watch, man. I know it's probably hard for you to say you're not playing the footy you're playing, but for me, watching from the last couple of weeks, mate, it's been outstanding. And playing with a lot of confidence, and it's a pleasure to watch, mate. And hopefully you can keep going, mate, because you're playing pretty good. And it's exciting to watch too from the TV.
Yeah, you're going well, mate.
Thanks, boys. Taps,
but yeah, like you said, I reckon just watching from home, you know, just that first half, it was a game of two halves, like you said, eh? Like last week, I think we were the better team in the first half, and the second half we got rolled, and then I feel like the week just gone, first half we probably weren't playing our best, too many drop balls, and then the second half we were flying. So it's just one of those ones. I guess it's early in the season, so it's the sort of things that if we can find consistency through the whole game, we'll be right. But I love the fight. Like, obviously the boys were down early, but I don't know what Craig said in the changing sheds. They panned to him for a bit and he didn't look happy, but you guys come out really strong and, you know, probably unlucky not to get the win. So.
Yeah. I think we got that belief there. I think that's what's really cool. You know, you look around the side and whoever's there, like, we obviously miss you guys at the moment, but I think guys just believe that we can do it, you know, and that's really cool to be a part of. But like I said, the first half, so there was a massive win behind Newcastle in the first half.
Yeah.
So then we're in the sheds at halftime, and like, it's all right, boys, we've got the win now. Yeah, like, it'll be like, let's just play our footy and get down the field. And like, they scored two tries, so why can't we score two tries? Yeah, sort of thing. Ran out to the second half.
Did it do the reverse?
No wind at all. Oh. It fully died down. It was like, what?
They must have the fans up or something.
They know their field too well.
Yeah. But like, those are those things, like little things you don't think about, but like having the wind, a bit of an advantage in the first half for them. So, but in saying that, we created opportunities. We probably should have scored two or three tries in the first half, and we just did nice. So there was one time I went through and threw it to Brick, and Ponga went straight to Brick. I could have just kept running.
Yeah,
and
I was hoping you would have.
Pez's kick, and then Wishy just air swung at the ball, little opportunities like that.
Was that a set play with Harry at the start of the game, hitting Trenny on the fifth tackle?
Oh. How about that?
Or the kick. Oh,
the grubber. Trini's got his kicking license revoked.
Sure, to be fair,
I'm sure Bellag at halftime would have been giving him a whistle, but Harry, mate, hit Jonah there. X, he got X out there. Yeah.
Trini got set up. He gets the ball on last.
Poor Trini.
What else? And then he kicks seven. It's probably the worst thing you do, but it's not his fault. He was set up for failure that one.
It's not the worst rookie kick I've ever seen.
That's brother-in-law there. That's
brother-in-law. It's the connection.
He's probably got him in trouble there.
It's nearly blood.
On a serious note, who was in high in the air on the weekend? Was it you this week against the Knights, or was it X last week against the Warriors? Who was up higher?
Well, I was severely wrong last week with X's prediction. I said 3 seconds.
Yeah.
And it was 0.7. But we've got a little clock up here, so I feel like I can reference it more. I'm going to say I was in the air longer this week.
Yeah, I reckon you were a second. I reckon you're up there for a second.
Yeah.
Nah, because you hung up there for a bit and then you got your legs taken, then which keeps you in the air a bit longer, you know what I mean? So you're sort of there, legs up, bang. So I reckon you were in the air for a little bit longer than X.
It dead set felt like 10 seconds. Yeah. I remember just being in the air, like, where am I going to land? Yeah. Like, you got no control over your body.
Yeah.
But like, I used to be able to backflip when I was a kid. So like, it's probably the closest thing I've ever felt to being able to do that again.
Yeah,
but just didn't.
You're probably lucky you didn't backflip because you landed pretty good.
I'm so lucky, I'm so lucky I landed how I did. But
I bet you everyone at home was holding their breath. We were.
I was thinking,
and then when you got up, you started smiling. Sweetie's all right. Then.
It's one of those ones though, like good. If you stay down, that's one of those, like, catch 22, right? If I stay down, does he go to the bin?
Yeah.
But then I'm like, I would go off as well.
Yeah, because you stayed down.
I think that was part of me because I'd obviously had a pretty bad run the last couple of years. Yeah. I was like, I don't want to, you know what I mean? Like, it took the wind out of me, but I'm fine.
I reckon that initial, when you landed, you were sort of like, I don't know, I'm just guessing.
So
but your look was like, fuck, have I done something?
Yeah.
And then you sort of moved around and then you felt all right. Obviously, you're winded.
Yeah.
But
you just like expect something to hurt. But it was just like I'd just been winded. And then you sort of do a check with your body and like, I'm good here.
Yeah,
you know?
Good. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get good, mate.
Yeah, a bit sore today.
Didn't look good.
Yeah, lucky we got a bye. At least you can.
We'll say today, recover. Like, if you're like Leo Thompson's, what, probably 6'3"? Like, just think, like, if you're sitting on like a 6'3" wall and you fall backwards. Like, but that's just like the whole thing about adrenaline, right? Like, when you're in a game, you don't really.
Nah. You don't think about it.
You don't expect it to be there. But I reckon if you sit on the wall like you're speaking about, you're thinking about it. You're like, oh, this is going to hurt.
I'm gorny. But disappointing. But we're back at home, not this weekend because we've got the bye, but next weekend against Brisbane. So that'll be another big game. And man, we've had a few people stressing. You sort of contradicted what you said last week, but I knew what you meant. But I think people sort of took it as you're going to be out for the whole season. But
yeah, so there's been a lot of worried comments saying.
Yeah, do you want to clarify? Clear it up. Oh, clear it up. With
when we spoke about this on the potty, it was last Tuesday, and then Tommy and obviously the media department decided to put it up 2 days ago. So I wasn't running that well last Tuesday. So I was pretty down the dumps, kicking stones. So I'm a little bit more optimistic, like I spoke about in that potty. I'm hoping to play next week, but I've got to get through all the right procedures this week and hopefully get on the field tomorrow with you boys and rub some shoulders and touch a football. I didn't even know what that looks like or feels like the last 6 or 7 weeks. So, so hopefully I can get out there and throw the ball. I might be throwing a couple of Hail Marys to the people's feet, but I'd rather be doing that than running straight grid lines all day. So, yeah, exciting times. Let's see how I go.
Yeah, to be fair, because I got suspended.
Tactical suspension.
At the weekend
so
off.
So you could go to the F1.
At the weekend off. But I had to train a couple times.
Okay.
With the injured crew. So big fella over here. Me and him were training together, and he does look good. So he's still looking quick. We're doing these one-on-one drills, and he's still got that quick feet on him. So
he's chomping at the bit. Look at him. He's chewing his fingers. Yeah. He's just getting back in there.
And he's got the itchy feet.
I do, but...
And he's keen to play football. He's just got itchy feet from
gangrene. I'll have to play the bench ball playing lock. Play 10 little minutes here and there, and bang, there you go.
And he was smoking everyone at MAS too.
No,
so he's leaving everyone in the dust.
You were looking very fit, actually, before you hurt yourself. Like you were.
He was up there, fit as those Broncos.
You're carving it up. So
the first couple,
that'll give you a bit of confidence.
I think I was going really hard on the first lap, Bronco, and then I literally looked behind and Welshie was beating me after that. So
first ever best.
Yeah, I know, but it was getting to a stage where I was like, I can't keep going hardy. Otherwise, I want to be able to beat Welshie. I won't be able to. So
that would be he wouldn't let you that down either.
No, exactly. So I don't care whoever beats me in Broncos or fitness, his can't be it.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Talk about the bye week, lads. What are we all getting up to? What's anything planned? Any getaways or you guys training?
I'm staying put. I'll probably just have the feet up for a couple of days. Might try slipping the game of golf.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. And we got a pretty serious trivia night coming up. So
that's right.
I'm locking into that because I love winning my trivia. And I'm a smart guy. Thursday night.
Do you got your outfits yet?
I don't.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I'm outside the box. Yeah.
Okay. I like this.
I'm really outside the box.
Don't mention it because
I'm not going to mention it because this will come out in 2 more days and it'll be done.
We can talk about it next week. Put up some photos, put up some content.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be good.
I won't wear it in here next time.
True.
Next, wear it in next Tuesday.
I don't know if mine's come yet. I ordered it today and it's going to be touch and go.
Express.
Thursday. Express.
I reckon you should go as a sumo wrestler.
Yeah, I got the body for it, so may as well. You can get those blow-up suits, though.
Yeah, that would be pretty funny.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool, actually.
So that's Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday trivia.
Yeah.
And we got Friday, Saturday, Sunday
Friday,
off.
Saturday, Sunday. So knowing myself, if I have a couple beers, I'll be sleeping for 2 days. and then, chilling, bro. Easter, I might go see the nieces and nephews actually, take them some Easter eggs, do all that family stuff, and would love to go away, but I feel like 3 days is just not long enough to get away.
And we play Thursday. So
yeah, so you don't really want to be getting too rowdy after Thursday. So yeah, probably just chill and get ready for the Bronx.
What's your Easter egg of choice?
I'm plain. Like
just plain, just
plain.
A bunny?
Yeah, just a bunny. Yeah. Cadbury bunny.
No, I can appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm simple when it comes to bunnies, but chocolate, like people know, the Kit Kat, white chocolate Kit Kat.
Pig for that, aren't you?
Whittakers, yeah, Whittakers?
Nah, although shout out to my New Zealanders, but I do like Whittakers, but Kit Kat's just been my favourite for a long time. So shout out to Kit Kat.
Man, what are you getting up to?
Look, unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to go on a 2-day bender with like Husey. I've got 2 kids. Nah, I'm just kidding. Thursday trivia, and then I haven't got anything planned. I was going to go down to Phillip Island for the weekend and stay at Airbnb, but too expensive. Didn't realize it was Easter weekend.
So, what are we talking? I haven't even looked. I was Airbnb down Sorrento, but I haven't even looked.
What are we talking? Oh, probably my 2 kids and stuff and dogs.
Yeah,
true. Yeah, we've got dogs as well. So that puts on a little bit. So we're only putting almost $3,500-$4,000, I reckon. So I'm not wasting that for the 3 days weekend. So
damn.
I'm just sitting in the fortress at home and the four walls and watching the kids jump all over me. So it's exciting times ahead.
Any Are you one of those parents that would do the full Easter egg hunt setup? You know how they
do the bunny paws?
Yeah, yeah. I feel like you wouldn't be. But
nah, I'm not.
Bianca does it. Bianca does it.
Yeah,
Bianca
does it. He gets up more excited than the kids.
Who's been in the house?
Would she do it though or no?
Oh, she'd be all over it. She
loves that stuff.
She loves that stuff. Even birthdays. I'm not a big fan of birthdays either. And she gets like real excited about Christmas as well. Like 1st of December, get the Christmas tree up. Because it's December. I'm like, no, I don't care.
It doesn't take it down until February.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're the Grinch fan as well.
Not the Grinch, but it's not.
Just
not
hates
a big,
everything.
Just not a big fan of.
Hates birthdays, just, hates Easter.
Just not a big fan of it all. I just think it's another day, you know, another day, another dollar. nah.
Easter egg, though. Exactly. Favorite Easter egg?
Yeah, favorite Easter egg.
As a kid or now?
As a kid, I'd probably.
Because you obviously don't eat them now. Like,
yeah. Nah, I'm lean, mean fight machine. I'm actually on a cleanse at the moment. I'm going to have to say. Yeah, I'm just Cadbury. I do like caramel, but I'm just a normal Easter egg.
Actually, there's one when I was a kid. It used to be like a footy.
Yeah.
You remember the
ladder on the side?
Yeah.
That was cool.
Footy.
Yeah, that's why with the ladder. That was with the ladder. Yeah, and you used to change it in that.
The chocolate was horrible, but like,
it was just because of the footy, you're like, this tastes nice. Yeah,
gold and red, I think.
Yeah.
It was red for a few years. Oh, that's nostalgic, that.
Tell me what's doing this weekend, kayaking?
You know what? I might go kayak with the Mako Sharks. I did see those comments, everyone. Yes. Haven't seen one yet.
Is that true, though? Are they?
I don't know.
Just tossing that up? Did they put in any links to show us?
Yeah, unless we can get some photos of
it.
There's no proof, but.
I reckon you just sit in your little kayak and just start throwing a bit of bait around you, see if anything pops up.
Well, I got fishing rods now, so that can. I've got the attachments, I can stick them into the kayak.
I wouldn't be sticking them in the kayak. I reckon the kayak might flip. Just start rolling with you.
Yeah, it could, but no, I might do some kayaking. I was thinking of going down to Sorrento for the weekend.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Using the kayak, get the paddleboard, stand up paddleboard out. It's supposed to be like 30 degrees for 3 days.
Yeah, someone said it's hot. Yeah, I think my sister said it was hot.
I'll go buy some chocolate bunnies from Coles, head down there and, just have some time.
Not going home.
Flights are too expensive.
Yeah, Easter.
So... Yeah, it was like a few weeks ago, I looked at it and I was like, it's not too bad.
Maybe, yeah.
But then I was just like, because we play Thursday again, it's sort of like, I want to spend some time down here. I haven't really had a good chunk in Melbourne, especially when the weather's nice.
Would you have gone home if we didn't have any commitments on Thursday?
Probably.
He's having a shot at Lockie here.
I probably would have, but at the same time, like we don't get another opportunity with the partners and the Q Cup boys to have a drink up. So I'm like, I sort of get it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then, it sort of forced me to stay down here and, I guess, enjoy the weekend. Yep. I think my family goes away for Easter anyway. So.
Not too sure.
Go home to no one.
I think they go away. Not too sure.
Well, hopefully there's a little good weekend and then
should be good.
Take the bye and then roll into, I think our next bye is ages away.
We've got a pretty big block, so good to
have. To get through this part. Feed up.
Yep.
Good little start to season. But now we're up into our... sponsored segment, Rick's Eyewear Eye-Catching Moment of the Week. So before we get into it, we got the briefcase again to pick out our – I think we're going different from last week.
Yeah, I'll switch it up.
Switch up.
They are my favourites though, the Melbourne Stormers. But
I'm going to go light this week.
Keep it light, Touch.
I'm going to keep it light.
All right. What do we got here? I might go the cherries. That's not the cherries. Where's the Soho cherries?
There you go. Look at myself.
No, that's not the Soho's.
Oh, these are all right with the kit.
You like it?
Yeah.
They look pretty good, actually.
I'll take that. You might not get these back, Tommy.
I should have a pair of them at home.
These ones?
Yeah. That's the ones I got when we hit him up.
The big man's telling us there's a massive sale this week, too.
Sale, 65% off.
Huge buy sale. One, get 4 free.
No, but it's 20% off for our Clubhouse members as well. If you type in Clubhouse, you'll get a discount too. But head to the website, check out the sale. But Mun, you've got our eye-catching moment this week and a very valid one too, I reckon.
Mm.
Apparently he's a mate now. So.
Yeah, we're a bit close now. I've met him in Ferrari. Massive news. Obviously, Lewis Hamilton signed with Ferrari next year and Carlos Sainz hasn't got a sponsor for next year and just goes to show when you're getting challenged and your back's against the wall, they obviously thrive. And he won the F1 in Melbourne this year, mate. So I know Ferrari had a good day. It was obviously first and second with Charles Leclerc, but I think just shows that Carlos is ready to make an imprint. He's got his head on and wants to obviously prove Ferrari wrong, and I'm sure he will. Obviously, if he's done what he's done in Melbourne, obviously last weekend, I'm sure he'll do it again soon.
And I'm pretty sure he was like in hospital all week. I think he had his appendix out or something.
He had surgery or something on one of his body parts. Yeah,
so hadn't trained all week and just rocks up
and wins.
So
that's eye catching.
Carlos, like all our eye catching moments of the week, we know you're watching, mate. So congratulations, you are our Rick's eye catching moment.
Reply
of the
to
week.
One of our messages and we'll send you something.
I'll message you later, mate. I still got your Ferrari. I got your Ferrari. I'll get it over to you later.
Are you claiming that you're a big reason why they won Ferrari because you went in there to the ball or?
Well, I just went up to him, just kept it simple.
what did you tell him? Tell him, give us your advice.
See, if you're not first, you're last.
Ricky
Bobby once told me that. If you're not first, you're last.
And he won.
Yeah, right.
It was actually a pretty crazy day. Max Verstappen got done in the
early
race. Got three.
And his tyre pop.
Blew up. It was on fire.
And then
Lewis Hamilton. Too.
And then Lewis Hamilton. It's the first time since 2010 he never polled in the top six for his trolls.
Wow.
So it just shows it was a crazy day. And Ferrari just too good.
Yeah. Melbourne turned
weather
it
was
on
good.
Too.
Massive.
It was great weather. Yep,
great part of the world, Melbourne. But well done, Carlos Sainz, our catching moment of the week. So well done, mate. Which leads us into our next one, our another segment, Clubhouse Leader of the Week. And I believe Hughesy's got one for us.
Yep.
Once again, very deserving this week. Yeah. And,
very deserving.
One of your fellow countrymen as well. Yeah.
Fellow countrymen, my mate, I'll call him my mate. play together, teammates. But Bags, Benji Marshall. He's my clubhouse leader of the week. He's been getting roasted. Obviously, first year as Tigers coach, the media been stuck into him about being a part-time coach and not a full-time coach. And, he was probably a little bit disgusted at that and pretty disappointed. And to see what they done on the weekend, beat the Sharks and, Sharks have been flying too, so it wasn't an easy game, but to see them win at Leichhardt Oval in front of their, the faithful fans, and it was a pretty dominating win to be fair. Like it wasn't just a, close game. They dominated. So shout out to Benji, shout out to the Tigers team. Uppy Coruscant had a blinder, and it was good to see our mate Juzzy Ollum.
Big fear.
He was quite scary, wasn't he?
The crowd whenever he got the ball too,
and he was running hard, tackling hard, I hope we don't have to play him. But shout out to Bags, Benji. Benji Marshall was doing great things at the West Tigers, and it's good to see him prove the doubters wrong. So shout out Benji.
Nice Benji. I think Appy had a gastro as well.
Yeah,
he had gastro.
That's a huge out
and killed it. So, kudos to you, mate.
I reckon if I'm sick, I'm out for 2 weeks.
I was crook leading into the game as well. I remember for
the game,
I was like to the doc. I was like, I need something here. Just give me something to get me through.
Give me a go. Yeah.
And for him to have the game he had after having 10 times. Worst what I had. That's unbelievable.
Michael Jordan, like the flu game.
Flu game.
Must be.
Who had that last year?
I'm telling you.
It's flu game.
Yeah, it was me, yeah.
Did you have flu game last year?
He had a flu and he killed it too.
Yeah. Well, I reckon it's just typical. Like,
maybe you should go in with a flu and then.
Fever, you're
everyone
maybe.
Who's bloody.
Actually, I always get a fever around finals time. Finals fever.
Yeah, right. Maybe we should wrap it up now because it's about to hit 45 minutes.
Nah. I've got another story.
We all had a prediction before the podcast what the timestamp would be for this, and it's currently at 44 minutes and 15 seconds. I've predicted 45. Hughes is 47. Mun's 50. So that'll do us for the week, lads. We've got our giveaway next week.
Oh, giveaway.
Signed jersey giveaway next week.
Yeah.
So I don't know which jersey yet, but I do have Simon at home. I'll be bringing that in. And we will be giving it away. So make sure you keep an eye out for how we're going to give it away. But obviously, if you listen to this episode, it's going to go a long way. So it will be something to do with commenting on Spotify, I'm pretty sure. But make sure you follow Sign Storm jersey giveaway to kick off the Clubhouse Season 2. So make sure you tune in for that. For now, thanks for tuning in. Really appreciate it. Like we said, we love the comments. YouTube, especially Spotify, really helps us out. And any feedback, any segments, anything you sort of want us to talk about, make sure you do it. Thanks for coming in, lads. It's good to see we're all back and hopefully we're all on the field together come the Broncos game.
Enjoy the bye, boys.
Enjoy the bye, boys. Thanks to everyone that has tuned into the Clubhouse podcast. Please make sure you have hit the subscribe button on all our channels and also following us on social media at Oz American Aces so that you don't miss out on any announcements.
Catch you at the Clubhouse.
Bricks Eyewear is having a massive end of season sale right now, and we've got an elite offer that's exclusively for the clubhouse.
Get up to 65% off and a free gift if you spend over $250.
Use our code CLUBHOUSE and you'll receive an extra 5% off site-wide. This offer won't last long, so don't miss out.